Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by the great Abel Ferrara. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hi, thank you, man.
It's great. It's a great pleasure to have you. You're presenting your new film, Padre Pio.
Yeah.
And my first question to you is, I mean, I watched the film. I thought it was such an intense experience, from both from a historical, on a historical level and a spiritual level. And I wanted to ask you, are you a spiritual person?
Well, I try to be.
Yeah.
You know, I aspire to be. What else is there to be?
Is filmmaking for you a spiritual experience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the process is, you know, is life enforcing, is life giving. It's you know, it's why I do it.
Yeah. And speaking of Padre Pio, then, I'm not going to ask you why you chose to talk
about please.
Padre Pio.
Okay.
Because I'm sure
it's obvious. Yeah, 500 times.
But I am interested. You moved to Rome. You live in Rome now, right?
I live in Italy. I moved... you know, I've been working on and off in Italy since after 9/11. And, you know, I'm from Italian descent. You know, my family's from Napoli, Sarno, actually, specifically, which is very close to where Padre Pio was born.
Yeah.
Okay, in fact, he was born almost the same, in the same year as my grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay, who I was very close to. So that's one connect. 20 years on and off, New York, Rome, and Napoli,
yeah.
And then the last 8 years, just living in Rome. You know, I'm like a, you know, mercenary in Caesar's army. You know, I'm everyday Roman.
And I feel like Italy has been inspiring you over the last few years, but you've also tackled kind of themes, topics, issues, people that maybe, you know, they're polarizing, because Padre Pio is for example, I feel, some people, you know, obviously love him, but others find him a controversial figure. Is there, and we could even say the same thing about Pasolini, by the way, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you find you're attracted to these people, or also do you find that you have a new take on them as an outsider? Because Italians have this way, and I was born in Italy, so I know, have this way of kind of being super protective of their cultural heritage.
Yeah, I don't blame them, you know. And they're both two, you know, like Italian icons. So, but these are international players, you know. I mean, both of them, you know, the world, you know, embraces them, you know. But I understand when, if a non-Italian attempts it, it could be, you know, a little dicey. But,
And you've been talking with some of the journalists around here. What's been the reaction? What have they been most interested in figuring out about this film?
Everybody's coming from a different point of view. You know, the Italians are coming from the hymn, the spiritual side of it. You know, there's a lot of elements here,
yeah,
you know, that are going. But, you know, it's been positive. You know, it's been really positive, actually.
What about the historical element, though? Because, of course, you're talking about a moment in history that is just not discussed that much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they don't teach this. This is like Bunker Hill, or like, you know, the Fort Sumter, you know, the beginning of the Civil War. You know, we were researching Pio, and we came upon this moment in, you know, in 1920, of the massacre in San Giovanni Rotunda, with 13 people were murdered. Mm. You know, 12 of them from the left and one Carabinieri.
Right.
And at the same time that he was having his stigmata,
right,
you know. And this moment in time, which was like, right, you know, soldiers coming back from World War One, the Russian Revolution just happened, and you can imagine what that, you know, that just happened, where they lined the priests up against the wall and shot them.
Yeah.
You know, they took over the country. The workers, the farmers took the country and killed the landowners and the money guys. And that was being expressed to the people, right? The other side knew this happened, and they weren't going to let it happen there.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? And this is a dynamic moment. It was also the first free election. And when the left won, you know, what happens, you know, it's like in with Trump, you know, elections are great till you lose.
See, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's a moment from long ago, but we have seen similar images happening now. So, I mean, that's kind of the dangerous side of not telling these stories, I think, right?
I mean, you don't understand history, you're going to relive it, and you're going to relive it in a bad way, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you're seeing the same thing, just it's happening now. I mean,
yeah. But what about then? Okay, so at the same time this has happened, this massacre happens, then right. Padre Pio experiences the stigmata. And are those two things connected in your mind?
Well, you saw the movie, right?
I have seen the movie, okay, but do you feel that
give me the answer from you.
Well, I was brought up a Catholic, so yeah, it's possible that they were connected.
It's a small town. They're all going to church. A guy like him shows up.
But is that empathy or is that spirituality?
It's
is that
both,
spiritual
man.
Thing?
Empathy is spirituality. You know, when you know a guy shows up who's a carry. He's like Mick Jagger shows up in a fucking little town in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. His mass was like everyone was there to have confession with him. You waited online for fucking hours, even when he was a kid. Yeah. Okay, so everyone in that town was confessing their heart and soul to him. He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay, he had been in a war also. You know, he wasn't in a front line, but he was in a uniform. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the soldiers, he knew what just happened. They all lived through the first industrial fucking war. People getting blown up, blown the shit out of. You dig? When he's seeing what this is going to happen here, you know. He doesn't have to be, you know, inside of the moment of the massacre, not to know that some fucking evil shit is about to happen. So and, you know, in our movie, we even have the devil tell him, hey, dude, this is day one of the next 25 years. Yeah, 25 years from now, they're going to drop a couple of fucking atom bombs on some poor women and children in fucking Japan. Okay, how do you like that? Right? That's the line. She says 7,500 million dead. I don't know what the number of World War II casualties, but who cares? You know, close enough, right? 100 million dead. How does that sound to you? He's getting it. He's, you know, this is a brilliant guy, you know. He doesn't have to be psychic to sense where, you know, the shit is going.
Because he's felt it. He's experienced it on his body.
That's the reaction to it. Do you know what I mean? That's his reaction. How do you react to that? Are you going to be left? You're going to be right? You're going to line up priests and start shooting them? You're going to take fucking, you know, shoot fucking left-wing guys in the back? Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, that's his response. It's a spiritual response. It's a response of sacrifice. It's a response of what the crucifixion was, you know?
So I think maybe that's why, and I've always kind of felt that, that's why Padre Pio is so popular, not only in Italy, but abroad, because there's a physical side to his personality.
Right.
You know, it's not just someone seeing visions on top of a mountain, which again, you know, you can respect that.
That's a good start, yeah.
But someone who actually has wounds on his body, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's interesting talking to you. Makes me realize that. Given that, making this film a physical experience as well as a significant physical experience for you, for
Shia LaBeouf?
Did it impact your own body? Did you feel like you transformed?
Sure, absolutely. You know, come on. You know, for first I did the act of making the film in the wintertime up in the mountains, and you know what it is to go through the process. For him, you know, he was prepping. You know, he prepared himself. You know, where he had to in the monastery, the Capuchin monastery in California. You know,
but changed his life. This film, I read that he's.
That's what he's saying.
It's a life-changing experience.
Well, his life was in the midst of change, so this came in a moment, you know, the right moment for him.
Were you aware of his life being in the midst of change?
Well, when I got to know him, when I met him, you know.
Yeah. But he's wonderful. I as soon as I saw the casting, I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, what did you think of him in the movie?
I thought it was great, and
he was really
deep in the part.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I don't like in films when it comes to acting is when I can, you know, see through the person, the actor. I can tell that he's acting at me. Theatricality, I don't know, it's wearing out on me. So that wasn't acting to me. That was someone going through something.
Yeah.
I love to see that. I love to see that in films.
Yeah, well.
I've seen that a lot in your films, for example,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I wonder how you are able to capture that, and maybe some others aren't as.
Well, you know, that's I'm not saying it's what I expect, but that's our process, and the actors that we work with, they're right-minded in that. They feel it the same way, you know, that this is a, it's an experience. You know, making the film is an experience for us as people. Mm-hmm. You know, and not just the film is not just about Padre Pio. That's essential, you know, but it's about him, and the camera's on Shia, you know.
Can I ask you a question beyond the film, in terms of making movies? And this, we're going to have to wrap it up, but you've had such a, you know, wonderful career. I love your films. Everything you watch, and what I watch it.
Thanks.
Do you still like making films after all this time?
Yeah, for sure. What kind of question is that? Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm still doing it, bro. We're still doing it. We just came back from Kiev. We were shooting a documentary there.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. I'll ask you about that when I see the film. But
all right. We're just getting started, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Is it, did you ever see yourself stopping then, or this is part of your life?
Dude, this is the kind of gig, you know, to carry out on your sword, you know. It's not, you know, you're retired all from right. these films. Okay,
hey, well,
thanks,
thank
bro.
You very much.
All right.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.